For CGLO News, I'm Cédric Galland. The deadline for healthcare workers to get vaccine is fast approaching, and the government of Quebec has not budged on its decision, with more and more professional orders saying that they also will enforce that rule on their members, even going as far as removing their licenses to work. Because of that, the Fédération Interprofessionnelle de la Santé du Québec is concerned. With the workers in mind, to them it seems excessive to remove the workers' licenses, in addition to being banned from working. The FIQ says that if this causes disproportionate harm to their members, they will challenge the suspensions in court. On that note, Quebec is finding new ways to fill its healthcare staff shortages by headhunting internationally. These recruitment missions will take place in France, Belgium, Lebanon, Brazil, and Northern Africa. These missions are put in place by local health districts as they're hiring headhunting companies to bring in these international workers. However, even with a deep need for nurses all across the province, there are still quite a few hurdles to surpass before a system like this may work. The main one being the recognition of international diplomas being a very slow and strict process. Although the shortages in staff will need to be fulfilled eventually, and this increase in pressure on the governments and the health districts will push them into making a decision before it's too late. Daycare educators all over the province will strike during this week. On Tuesday, the region of Montreal was striking, whilst another region of Quebec will strike on Wednesday. These workers are asking for better pay, more hiring to support the workforce, and resources for children with special needs. For more information, visit cglo.com/news.